আগামী 2 জুলাই অস্ট্রেলিয়ার ফেডারেল নির্বাচন। এই নির্বাচনকে সামনে রেখে SBS বাংলা বাঙালি অধ্যুষিত কিছু এলাকায় MP প্রার্থীদের সাক্ষাৎকার গ্রহণ করেছে। ধারাবাহিক এই আয়োজনে আর শুনবেন ওয়ারিওয়া আসনের লেবার পার্টির প্রার্থী অ্যান স্ট্যানলির সঙ্গে একটি আলাপচারিতা। শ্রোতা বন্ধুরা, আলাপচারিতাটি ইংরেজিতে ধারণ করা হয়েছে। Anne Stanley has been a Liverpool councillor since 2008, now contesting the federal election as ALP candidate for Warrawa. Anne Stanley, can you please introduce yourself to our listener with some backgrounds about you and your family?
Hi, I'm a mum. I have 3 children. I have lived in Warrawa all my life. I moved here when I was a small child. And I have 3 beautiful boys who went to school here and went to university at the University of Western Sydney.
As a federal candidate, you are now stepping into a big responsibility. As a councillor and federal candidate, how will you differentiate the two nature of service?
I don't think there is much difference between the service. It's about making sure that your community gets what they need. Being a councillor means that, you know, you're looking after the roads, the rates and the rubbish. But being a federal member means you're looking after access to healthcare, Medicare, penalty rates and jobs, ensuring jobs for the future. So it's all about being caring for your community.
You have served 8 years on Liverpool Council. You know some of the area better. As a candidate of federal election, what is your plan to develop this area?
To make sure that we get our fair share of jobs. So, for instance, with the jobs that are supposed to be generated out of the airport, make sure that they go to the local people of the area. So that's one of the priorities. But also make sure that we invest more in education and in renewable energy so the jobs are actually available for us, for the people who live in Warrawa.
What has been your involvement with the multicultural group in your electorate?
I know quite a lot of... I have a good relationship with the Migrant Resource Centre in Liverpool. I know personally quite a number of the different migrant communities through my work in the community. I know, you know, lots of Bangladeshis, Arabic speakers. I was at the mosque this afternoon, so I've been doing quite a lot of work with them.
Again, I want to ask you, what involvement have you had with the Bangladeshi community?
Most recently, I went to the Australia's Biggest Morning Tea. That was about 4 weeks ago, so that was very good. But I've attended other functions and certainly know some of the community personally.
Warrawa makes a major shift north, gaining all of the former Green Valley Housing Commission state from Fowler. In the south, it loses Minto, Ingleburn and St Andrews to MacArthur. The labour margin rises from 2 to 2% to an estimated 6.5%. Your comment on this?
I'm treating this as if it was a very marginal seat. I don't take anything for granted, and I'm out talking to voters. It's very important that you speak to people, make sure that you understand what the issues are and what people need to deal with.
Warrawa is now containing large areas of recent suburban expansion. Industrial sites are developing into this area. Do you think roads and other infrastructure needs to be developed?
Absolutely. We require the infrastructure as those sort of developments open, not afterwards, or what we end up with is gridlock on the roads, and it just takes so much longer to get these things. So we need to plan better. We need to make sure that infrastructure is ready and coming in, particularly with the major pieces that are about to are becoming available in the area.
Medicare and increasing cost of basic health care, Gonski and education funding and penalty rates are unusually important for the resident of your electorate. You said in one of your recent comments you will be advocating that Warrawa residents receive their fair share of funding for the community. What's the comment on this?
Only Labor has a positive policy to ensure that our area is fully funded for education and the Gonski funding, so we've committed to put all of that money into it, which is very important for many of the schools around here. Bulk billing it has its highest rates in Werriwa, New South Wales wide. If bulk billing, if the doctors can consider bulk billing no longer viable, it will be our residents here. And Labor has committed to making sure that Medicare continues the way it is and bulk billing is supported.
Anne Stanley, thanks for your time to SBS Radio Bangla program.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. It's been a pleasure.
এতক্ষণ ফেডারেল নির্বাচনের ওয়ারিওয়া আসন থেকে লেবার দলের প্রার্থী অ্যান স্ট্যানলির সঙ্গে আলাপচারিতাটি শুনলেন।